Wow, time for the sermon. I got to get up and speak. What am I going to say? What if I'm scared to death? What if I don't remember the words? What if I embarrass myself? Look at all these people out here. Lord, if you could just make them disappear.
Lights on!
Oh, good morning, everybody. I guess if I was Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, it'd be time for me to say it's always good to double check, right? So I just want to double check. Mark asked a couple weeks ago if anybody wanted to volunteer to give the sermon today, give the message. And so I just want to double check. Is there anybody here that would like to come forward and share Word of God and tell about your Christianity this morning? I'm just double checking just to make sure. Oh, okay, I guess if we don't have any, you're going to be stuck with me. I was hoping this was left over from last week's sermon about changing the water into wine. It's not. I'm a bus driver, and so yesterday I had a group of high school debaters. I took to Springfield, Missouri to participate in a debate tournament. And I've been working on this sermon for some time, Wendy can tell you. And I thought I had it down pretty good. You know, I've been praying about it. And I thought I had it down pretty good, but I made a mistake. I went in yesterday and listened to some of the debaters talk. And I realized how inadequate and how unprepared I am when I see these high school kids. But fortunately for me, you weren't there. So you don't know how good they really were and how bad I may be. Today I want to talk to about courage, confidence, and involvement. Some of you have been on committees with me, basically the worship committee, heard me in board meetings. One of my agendas, one of the things that I'm always pushing is to get people more involved, actively involved, especially in worship service, educational things, teaching Sunday school, leading Bible studies, things like that. And by the way, there were two ladies sitting down here in the front pew when we first started the service this morning, and they got up and left. One was Sally, who's been coming to church here, and the other was Ann, her friend. And I'm going to let you decide why they left. But I will tell you this, they were here for the early sermon. They've already heard this. So I'm assuming they went out to put my words into effect. So I like to see people involved in serving God through teaching others. Why is that? Why do I want that? Well, I got a few reasons to share with you this morning. I think most of us come to church to learn about God, to learn His will, His way, learn about a Christian life, how to lead a Christian life, how to stay on track. At one time in my life, now you may not believe this, but one time in my life I was a teacher, believe it or not. And when I was a teacher, I learned, and I've heard a lot of other people say this, that who learns the most in a presentation is the teacher or the leader. I know for me, I've given messages, I've taught Sunday school, I've done Bible studies, and even when I sing, I learn a lot about the subject that I'm going to talk about through research, through reading, talking to people, and even just thinking about it. It plants the ideas more solidly in my mind, helps me remember. So it's my belief that we learn more and we can serve the Lord better by being leaders and teachers and preachers and giving the word to other people, setting an example for them. Now, you may not agree with me, but today I'm giving the sermon. You can share your thoughts when you give the sermon, okay? And you can do that. You all can give the sermon. You can share your thoughts. A few weeks ago, or a month, Mark spoke about saints. Remember that sermon? Mark spoke about saints. And what is a saint? A saint is somebody that you respect, you admire, Remember, maybe somebody that's influenced your spiritual life. I look out at this congregation, and I look at all of you, and I see saints. You all are saints to me. I respect you. I listen. I watch your example that you set. You have taught me a lot. You've encouraged me in my spiritual life. You are saints. Now, secondly, we have great Christians here in this church, and many of them, as I've said, have inspired me. And I believe that a lot of them have information and feelings, a lot of you have information and feelings that would help other people if you would share your thoughts and your feelings. Some of you I've spoken to and said, hey, you should give a message some Sunday. I'd love to hear you do that. And of course, after they quit laughing, I've had people say, I could never do that. Yes, you can. You all can share your thoughts and share your feelings. For me, this is not giving a sermon. This is just sharing some thoughts, just talking about an idea. Some of you may remember a sermon I gave, my GPS sermon, a few years back. That was just an idea that I had. My GPS sermon, I drive a tour bus, and my GPS is my lifeline. That's what keeps me going and keeps me on track. And my message was, the Bible is our GPS. That's what we need to follow. It's just an idea that I had about reading the Bible. And one of the messages that I shared then was, put your Bible someplace that you're going to be every day. I have my Bible in a place that I know I'm going to be every day, the first thing in the morning. That's when I read my Bible. I keep it in the bathroom. I know that's where I'm going, first thing when I get up. It's just an idea that I have. But you know what? After I gave that sermon and I thought, maybe I better practice what I preach, follow what I'm saying. I read my Bible more religiously than I did before that. Okay, I read my Bible, I pretty much can say I read my Bible every morning. Now, Marion Christian Church has a lot of service projects, things that we do to help other people. Things like the backpack program, feeding the hungry, harvesters, feeding the 5,000. Teaching and leading is just another way to serve God, way you can directly bring people to Christ, to strengthen their faith. Now besides, Mark and I have talked a little about this. Maybe people get tired of hearing his voice all the time. He does a great job with sermon, doesn't he? And he does a great job, but we've talked about maybe people get tired just hearing his voice. You know, and sometimes it'd be neat to hear another voice. Might just get somebody's attention. Okay? Might make a difference. There's something to be said about hearing from the person that lives the life you live. They've been there, they've done that, and you can learn a lot from them. Be fishers of men and women. Go out and share the word of God. Give people examples and help them to learn, especially if they're new Christians. Help them to learn what to do, how to keep focused, how to keep on track. Now, are you a teacup Christian? Teacup Christian comes every Sunday, brings their cup for Mark to fill, then they go home and they drink from that cup all week, and next Sunday we come back again, sit in the pew and let Mark fill it up. I used to be one of those, teacup Christian. That's what I did. I come to church Sunday morning, went home and did everything, lived my life then the rest of the week. And I worry about complacency. If I'm a teacup Christian, am I one of those that I'm going to fall asleep in the sermon? You know, I just come on Sunday morning to get my cup filled, and then I go back home. I'm encouraging you to be more than a teacup Christian, to stretch yourself. Try something new. You know, sometimes when we try something new, it's kind of like invigorating. You know, it's like, wow, that wasn't so bad after all. Now, when Mark asked a few weeks ago, a couple Sundays ago, He asked if somebody wanted to volunteer to give the message on Laity Sunday. And did you notice how quiet it all got? Kind of like this morning when I asked, when I did the double check, anybody want to give the sermon? And everybody kind of ducked a little bit, got real, real quiet. Obviously, we didn't get a lot of volunteers. Why is that? My message today is to encourage you to be more involved in the leading, teaching, and preaching. Let's talk economics. Money. Sometimes money speaks to some of us. Okay? Last year, we had to cash in some CDs in order to pay our operational expenses for the church. Now, I'm not talking about a lot of money here, but it's my belief and my feeling that we should never pay anybody to fill the pulpit when Mark's gone. We've got people right out here. We should never pay people to sing special music if we need special music. We shouldn't have to pay those. We've got people, very talented people, sitting right out here that can give the message, can influence other people, sing songs, whatever we need. I'd love to hear the ideas and thoughts from you people. How you live your Christian life, what keeps you on track. Now, Fred Lockard, Fred's not here this morning, but Fred Lockard does a great job singing. I love to hear him sing. Did you know Fred Lockard is the Grand High Priest of Royal Archmasons of Kansas? What a long title. Now, for us people in the Masonic Order, that's a big deal. I happen to know something about that job, being the Grand High Priest of Royal Archmasons. It requires strong faith. It requires a person to live a strong Christian life. I'd love to hear Fred talk about what he does and how he keeps on track, how he practices being a Christian, and what he could do to help other people. I think that could give me some direction. We have a lot of other people. Carol Prentice, Alan Watts, Eddie Reed, Pat Reed, people who could do, who live a good Christian life. I'd love to hear ideas from them, what they do and how they practice their Christianity. I've been in Sunday school class with Wayne Hooker. Most of you know Wayne. For several years. And it's incredible the knowledge Wayne has about the Bible. Now, when I'm talking to him about sports, Missouri sports and their football team, I don't see that. But in Sunday school, Wayne shares every once in a while. And I just learned so much from him. All of you have gifts of God. Are you using those gifts to the full extent that you can? Are you leading and teaching other people, leading them to Christ? Remember the song, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel," and how does it go? No, I'm going to let it shine. So why not? Are we scared? Are we afraid? Lack confidence, lack courage? What will people think? What if I mess up? Me too. I feel the same way. You don't have to jump in all at once. You don't have to, like, oh, okay, come up and give the sermon like this morning. You don't have to walk up and give the sermon. Start out a little bit at a time. Start out reading scriptures, maybe. Assistant deacon, give a prayer. You can even write your prayer down. Work your way into it. Now, many of you know already that I come from a large family. I'm the youngest of 12 kids. Growing up, I had a lot of opportunities, believe it or not, to be put down, told, you can't do that, get to the back of the line, you're number 12. When I graduated from high school, I was a 90-pound, skinny little shy weakling. 18 years old, hardly 5 foot tall. I had no self-confidence. I couldn't talk to people individually, let alone get up in front of a group and talk. I decided that I was going to change that. That I didn't care to live that way. I wanted to change that. So I started doing, I started working at it. In church, I started out being an usher. And then I would read scriptures, and I worked on that for a while. And then I'd give a prayer, became an elder and a deacon. I remember the first sermon that I ever gave. I read, was scared to death. I read every word. I doubt the congregation got much out of it other than, geez, he's scared to death. Where do we get this guy? But I got a lot out of it myself. It's like anything. When you first try something, you may not be good at it. If you're going to go start working out and get physical shape, don't go to the gym and try to lift, do a 500-pound lift. Start out with 20 pounds or maybe 10 or maybe it's even 2. And you work on that till you get pretty good at it, feel comfortable, and then you can add a few weights to it. If you're going to run a race, don't go sign up for the Boston Marathon. Start running a little bit. Maybe you start walking, and then you jog a little bit. A little bit at a time to keep stretching yourself and doing a little bit more. When you go to get in a swimming pool, do you just jump in? I don't. You may. I don't jump in. I go in a little bit at a time, get my foot, you know, acclimated and a little more. And sometimes if the water's cold, it takes me a long time to get into the pool, to get fully submerged in the pool. Any of you here play sports when you were in school? Sing, maybe? Maybe you were in a play, did something like that? You remember the first time you ever did that? Were you good at it? Were you as good as you're ever going to get? Usually, most of us are like, wow, I sure messed that up. It's the same way with leading and preaching and teaching, is do a little bit at a time and you'll improve. I belong to a service club, a Kiwanis club, and it's a service club. We meet every week, and we always have try to have a speaker. Someone comes to give us a program, and sometimes we don't have a speaker. They either don't show up or we didn't get one scheduled. And what we do is we have some member get up and talk. They can talk about anything they want. A lot of times they talk about themselves. They tell us about their life and how they've lived, what jobs they've done, things like that. I think it'd be great to hear from some of the people in our congregation, to hear about their lives, and especially about their Christian life, how they become a Christian, how they study, how they keep focused and keep in line, and how they live their Christian life. You can do this. We started out with, when we no longer had a choir, with getting people to sing special music. And at first it was tough to get people. Wendy coordinates that. And first it was kind of tough and we talked to people. And now she's at a point where she's actually has some people call and say, when do you want me to sing again? It's great that we get this enthusiasm. After they tried it out and found out you lived through it and it wasn't all that bad, it worked out pretty good. Now getting people to volunteer and to get up here and participate, to lead and preach and teach, is only half of the challenge for us at Marion Christian Church. Individually, we get people to do that, but as a congregation, as a group, as Christians, we need to encourage others when they try, when they have the courage and the guts to get up and do something, to give the message or give a prayer or sing a song. We need to encourage them. First thing we need to do is listen to the message. Don't judge them on basis of what they're wearing for clothes or how the presentation was or did they pronounce all the biblical names correctly. Listen to the message. Just like an athlete or a singer or any type of performer, they will get better. And they will with our encouragement. Better with practice, better with repetition. Encourage them for having the courage and the guts to get up and do it. So next time there's an opportunity for you to step forward, why, step out there and take a chance. People ask me many times, how do you do that? I could never get up there and do that. Well, it's pretty simple. It's one word, prayer. I do a lot of praying, especially if I'm going to do this. I do a lot of praying before and I've done a lot of praying over the last couple of weeks. And one of the verses that I like that I have come from the book of Isaiah, if I can find it here, Isaiah 41, verse 10, and God's talking to Isaiah, and he says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." God's got your back. You remember Moses? God asked Moses to lead the people out of Egypt, and he had a message for them. He wanted Moses to relate to the people. And what did Moses do? Moses argued with him. And in Exodus 4, we find Moses said to God, but said to the Lord, "Oh, my Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past, nor even now that you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." Then the Lord said to him, "Who gives speech to mortals? Who makes them mute or deaf, seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, and I will be with you, your mouth, and teach you what you are to speak." And Moses didn't let it go. He said, "Oh, my Lord, please send someone else." Does that sound familiar? Let someone else do it. Let Jim Owen do it. You know, let someone else do it. But the Lord didn't. He went ahead and Aaron joined him. And the Lord said to them, "I will be with your mouth and with his mouth and will teach you what you shall do. And the Lord will teach you what to do." So I get through with to it with prayer. Sometimes when I'm driving a bus, on Sunday mornings, there's been a few times when I didn't have a job, didn't have anything to do, so I go to a church somewhere. I like to go visit other churches. And this particular time, it was a Presbyterian church in Springfield, Missouri, and they had, for Sunday school, they just had a speaker that spoke to everybody. And she shared with me a daily devotional that I'm going to share with you. And I read this every morning. It's in my Bible. And it goes like this. "O Holy Spirit of God, visit now this soul of mine and tarry within until eventide. Inspire all my thoughts, pervade all my imaginations, suggest each of my decisions, lodge in my soul's most inner citadel, and order all my doings. Be with me in silence and in my speech, in my haste and in my leisure, in company and in solitude, in the freshness of the morning and the weariness of the evening, and give me grace at all times to rejoice in your mysterious companionship." I do a lot of praying, and I found over the years the Lord has answered those prayers many, many times, not just here at church, but in my daily life. So, finally, trust, believe, have faith in God, and with his help, you can do this. Amen.